Time to pay the piper, just not as much. Barry councillors whittled down the cost of maintaining city services from a 0.88% property tax increase to zero during city budget talks last night, decreasing, for now, the tax increase to approximately 3.07% from 3.95%. This is a budget where we have had to penny pinch, go through it line by line, said Cowan. Gary Harvey, chairman the city's Finance and Responsible Governance Committee. This is where we are starting, not where we are ending, Mayor Alex Nuttall said of the tax increase. Obviously, this is one of the biggest pieces in our mandate, to approve the budget. The 3.07% tax increase would be on a typical Barry home assessed at $365,040, with taxes last year of $4,612. Councillors will debate the capital budget later today. Beginning at 5 p.m. City Council is expected to consider final approval of the operating, capital budget on February 15. Reducing the cost of city services leaves property taxpayers with a 1% increase for the Dedicated Infrastructure Renewal Fund, DIRF, which helps pay for the replacement and renewal of Barry's roads, pipes, buildings and bridges, and is worth $3.1 million this year. The tax rate increase for Barry's service partners, City Police, Barry Public Library and County of Simcoe, remains at 2.07%. Councillors have delayed talks on the service partner budgets until March 8. How was the budget for city services reduced from a 0.88% tax increase to zero? In part, by cutting planned city staff increases. This year's operating budget was to hire 22 additional city employees, or conversions of temporary positions to full-time staff. Instead, it's to be 14 permanent and 6 casual employees. These positions include a structural engineer in the building department, a supervisor of environmental sustainability, a senior planner, a tourism development coordinator, operators of heavy equipment and specialized vehicles, a diversity, equity and inclusion manager, a technology analyst, a communications advisor, and a payroll and pension specialist. This year's budget also includes the pre-approval for 20 Newberry firefighters, so the recruitment process for these positions can begin in late 2023, in preparation for the 2024 opening of Fire Station No. 6. There's no budget impact this year, but the pre-approval would result in pressure on the 2024 tax levy of about 0.68% or $2.1 million. Station No. 6 is planned for the southwest corner of Prince William Way and Mapleview Drive, and is to be operational in the spring of 2024. Construction would start mid-2023, and it will take 8 to 10 months to build. Barry City staff totals 987, full and part-time permanent, which includes 187 in the Barry Fire and Emergency Service, and 32 part-time permanent employees. But the Stormwater Climate Action Fund was not approved Wednesday night by Barry councillors. It was to have the owners of single-family Barry homes pay $10.75 a month, or $129 annually, in stormwater user fees starting this spring. The average homeowner had been contributing $174 annually toward stormwater management through property taxes. For 2023, the proposed rate was to be billed for 9 months beginning April 1, and would total $96.75 for the year. The first 3 months would be funded by the federal gas tax rebate, totaling $2.6 million. But Harvey and other councillors had concerns about these numbers not including costly operational and administrative charges. I think it's prudent to pause, said Cowan. Sergio Morales, noting Barry needs to get federal funding. This is a national issue. Councillors also approved a Barry Transit cash fare increase to $3.50 from $3.25, as of April 1, 2023, except for seniors, who will remain at a $3 fare. Barry's annual budget sets service levels, along with the taxes and fees to pay for city services, as well as water and sewer, wastewater, rates. Education taxes are also included. On a typical household that consumes 180 cubic meters of water annually, the bill was $374.25 last year. With this year's 3.7% increase, which is worth $13.75, the 2023 water bill will be $388. Last year's sewer bill of $532.46 is slated to increase by 5%, which is $26.54. For a 2023 total wastewater bill of $559, Again, on that typical household consuming 180 cubic meters of water annually. So the combined water, sewer cost this year is $947, on the typical home, or a 4.4% increase compared to 2022 levels. Police spending is traditionally the largest segment of Barry's annual operating budget, and this year it's 22.1%. It was 21.8% last year, 22.2% in 2021. The Barr Police Service's 2023 budget asks for 7.28% more, or a $4.29 million increase in city funding. It's pegged at $63.24 million, an increase from $58.95 million last year. Police are asking for 4 more civilian employees this year and 5 new sworn officers, bringing those totals to 125 and 250 respectively. Barry Police has been at 245 officers since 2020. The 5 new officers will be on frontline duty, while the 4 new civilian employees comprise 2 in human resources, 1 in information technology and another in records. Salaries, benefits and overtime make up $56.54 million of this year's police budget. Of that total, 75% is salaries, 24% is benefits and 1% is for overtime. That's a 3.5% increase in salaries and 1.7% more for benefits. The Barry Public Library, including the New Holly Community Branch, has a 2023 budget which asks for a 2.43% increase in the city's grant, to about $9.6 million from $9.37 million last year, or $228,000 more. The County of Simcoe is requesting another $1.7 million, or 6.57% more, for Barry's share of its 2023 operating and capital costs. The total net amount of tax-supported city funding is increasing to $27.4 million from $25.7 million last year. The county supplies land ambulances and paramedics, health and emergency services, Ontario Works, children's services, social housing, long-term care, LTC, senior services and community services, which includes homelessness, to the city. This year's capital budget totals $360 million, although $271 million of that figure is requested spending. There is $89 million in approved capital spending and it includes road resurfacing and flood mitigation, along with the study and design of the upgrades and capacity of the wastewater treatment facility. There's $21.3 million to relocate the existing administrative, laboratory and garage functions at the wastewater treatment facility, $21 million to redevelop the existing operation center and $5.6 million for the Newberry Fire and Emergency Service Station No. 6, at Prince William Way and Mapleview Drive. Last year's property tax increase was 2.94%, which on a typical city home assessed at $362,740 equaled an increase of almost $132, bringing property taxes on that house to $4,612 last year. That 2.94% increase was a blended number, for municipal and education taxes, which almost never increase, and included 0.75% more dedicated infrastructure renewal funding. Last year's budget also included increases to water and wastewater, sewer, rates, 2.4% or $8.75 more for water, an additional 3.03% or $15.61 for sewer, for a typical household that consumes 180 cubic meters of water annually. So the yearly cost of Barry's water and sewer services in 2022, on this typical household, was estimated at $374 and $531 respectively, for a combined cost of $905. This was $24.36 or 2.77% more for both services compared to 2021 levels. Ontario municipalities receive a very small portion of total taxes by Canadians when sales taxes, income taxes and property taxes are considered, only 9 cents of every tax dollar raised, while the province and Ottawa get 44 cents and 47 cents, respectively. In Barry's case, just more than half of those 9 cents is available for city services and the rest goes to its service partners and education. Property taxes are calculated based on the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation's, MPAC, assessed value. MPAC last did a province-wide assessment in 2016, so these property values are significantly lower than actual 2023 market values.